This recording, Minnesota 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress in a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, she was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. She tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. So I just got back from New York City. Big trip for a guy from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Then I grew up in Alexandria, so farm to the city, to the big city of New York. Last night I took an adventure. I felt kind of like a loser because I went from 30 minutes outside in New York, took the subway to the big city all alone. Then I went to check out the Yankees game. And I was solo, felt kind of like a weirdo sitting alone. So I walked around the stadium a little bit, took in the sight just to get out and say I had been to New York City. So that's what I did last night on my trip from Minneapolis to New York City. So that was a lot of fun. Now, when you go to Minneapolis, make sure that you visit 3 places. You want to visit Uptown is an option. You want to maybe visit, you're going to the Guthrie. Within walking distance, First Ave's always fun. There's a lot going on down there. And Hennepin Avenue is a lot of fun. Walk the river. The river is pretty cool. And you might make your way over to Target Field if the Twins game's going on. If you're into sports, maybe not. That's an option. What else? When you go over to Uptown, you might want to go to Chino Latino if you want to see some. They got good. It's a pretty cool restaurant. Lake Calhoun's fun if you're an active guy and you want to go for a jog, go around Lake Calhoun for a run, walk, whatever you want to do, take a sightseeing. But a lot to do in Minneapolis, all within 5 minutes of each other. So those are a few things.